Hi, Big Fatty.
Oh.
You okay over there? Are you having an incident? An
No, I'm
event?
just, we've closed out another decade, and
Oh.
we've had to start a new one. And it's always hard to get something new started, and especially when there's a kitty cat sitting on you. What did you fuck it up already?
No.
Oh,
No.
okay.
No.
Well,
I'm I was just
surprised
looking
you.
at you.
I was surprised that you didn't fuck it up already, because really, in a new decade, we really have got to start fucking it up much quicker than we did last the whatever that last song thing was.
Oh, sorry,
No,
you
not
said fuck it
that
up.
music.
Oh,
Oh, so you play PNS? Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and
Your
this
host,
is your
Mr.
show.
Larry
Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping. And
you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh,
what's going
you
on, guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Oh, wait.
Thank goodness that's muted. Oh, wait. You weren't.
Oh.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast, the LFC, the first one in a brand new year for Monday, January 4th, 2021, in the, thank goodness it's a new year, holy year of Mistali Hortensia Levatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Oh. Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. With me is the kitty cat on my lap, but also someone who doesn't know when to stop talking.
Hello?
Or how to...
Have you met me?
That's true. It's Big Fatty, everyone. Poor Big Fatty. How are you, Big Fatty?
All right. No.
Okay.
I'm fine. First of all, we all need to know, have you been bathing?
Yes, I have. I just literally just got a shower a few minutes ago.
At the Vader family compound?
No. I was out.
Okay,
about,
great.
You know, this, that, and the other. No, I don't have a functional bathroom. The current date is January 23rd, I believe it's been pushed to. But I still say March.
Well,
so, you know.
Okay.
You know, it's
well,
like
you've got to set deadlines so that you can miss them.
Right. Well, I mean, when they kept saying, "Oh, it'll be January 4th," I said, "Well, okay, I knew better." Is the short story there? And,
well, that's tomorrow. They may get it done tomorrow.
Oh, yeah,
or
they'll
no,
be here.
Today, as they're hearing this.
Oh, yeah. So,
right. So, how was your New Year's Eve?
I wish we had some good New Year's Eve music. It was absolutely lovely. Lord, of course, every time we sit down to record, the double train comes by.
Hobos always want to be on it's the Pants Off Express, isn't it?
I tell you what, they've got a lot. No, it was good. So I wasn't really sure what I was going to do, and I kind of was hemming and hawing, because,
I thought I heard hemming and hawing.
Yeah. I mean, there was an invitation to come to some fire pit hootenanny in your neighborhood. There was some different things local. Some of the coal miners invited me to spend it with them, and I was thinking about going to see Miss Dolly.
These coal miners are former coal miners?
Coal mine coworkers.
Ah.
Yes. They invited me to spend it with them. But at the end of the day, my friend, we'll call him Matt.
Or we could call him Larry.
Right. Well, we can call him
well,
Matt.
Why are you calling him Matt?
Because his name's Harrison. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Right, I got you.
Right. So
sure.
We'll just call him Matt. But he had recently remodeled his garage to, shall we say, an adult oriented.
So, in other words, his garage is very much like Miss Bacon's. He's hung a sling and
Miss
Bacon remodeled her garage. Did you know that?
No, I haven't seen that yet. It was
she threw all kinds of shit out.
Oh, good for her. But anyway, so I went down and saw him, and I was going to stay through the weekend because I had someone watching the kitties.
You went down. I assume that means that's referring to traveling.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's down near Memory Lane. Yeah, like not in Memory Lane, but that general area on the beach. So went down there.
Above Barbara Boulevard.
Yeah, then. I still have yet to get to Barbara Boulevard. I thought I might be able to just slip away for a day and do some shopping.
Well, at midnight, at midnight at Barbara Boulevard, they drop an effigy of Dinah Shore.
Oh no! I did not know that.
Right, she's sitting atop a large golf ball, and they drop an effigy of Dinah Shore into this giant. It's not really
retaining
a hole,
pond.
But it's more of a gape, I guess you could call it.
Okay. Yeah. So
maybe Nessa can come up with a word anyway. Somewhat special Chris could.
Yeah. Yeah. So very long story short. I ended up coming home Friday. I woke up hungover.
Down there?
Tuesday, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. So I ended up coming home Friday.
You have to travel far to have a daily shower, huh?
Right, right. So I went down, like, I think it, yeah. Anyway, I woke up Friday morning, and, like, I was tired because we'd been up too late. Obviously, like, midnight is late for the old people. And my friend Matt had to go to work on Friday. And so I was like, I mean, there's no point in sitting here by myself. So I just got in the jalopy and drove back. I'm going to tell you, I was worried about driving back.
On Friday?
On Friday, on New Year's Day, because I figured people had traveled. But there was no traffic.
I was going to say, Sunday would have been the rough travel day.
Right, right. So there was no traffic. So I made it home. I don't know. I stopped and... Yeah, I stopped. I was looking for a cup of coffee, but it was impossible to find on New Year's Day, apparently.
Now, when you pulled into the Vayner family compound, was it like the old days of pulling in at patrickclubonline.com?
It was it was because I found coffee finally at the Drusilla Blow Me Memorial Starbucks. In Brunswick, Georgia.
Near the Stew Pot?
It is actually very close to the Stew Pot. Drusilla has been known to walk into a window there thinking it's a door. So they actually had to put tables.
I don't know that I've heard that story.
They actually, he did it. And then the next day I was there because I was a day behind him on our way to the G'day's. Or back, whatever. They had put a table in front of the door because Drusilla, you know, just blew it out. Blowing it out
with Drusilla.
Right, right. And so I stopped at the Drusilla Blimey Memorial Starbucks, and so you know, by the time I did that and stopped in the Savannah, I had a friend Larry who got hit by a car when he was jogging. I don't know if I ever mentioned that.
No. did you know that your car? Hit some sort of scaffolding or
yes,
rake.
I did.
Concrete
I did. And
how about a raccoon? Did you know that?
This car did not hit a raccoon, but anyway, so I stopped to see my friend Larry. We'll call him Jacob. Stopped to see Jacob.
Does he assist you with coal mine duties?
No.
It'll come to you in a second. he hadn't gotten it yet, but he will.
Well, right now he doesn't do anything because he's got a walker and a cast on his leg because he got hit by a car.
Sounds like Durwood.
Oh, Lord. Poor Durwood. Well, Durwood fell off a ladder.
And by ladder, I mean a two-step stool.
he fell hundreds of feet. He was very lucky to only break his leg.
I mean, you probably felt it.
Right, right. But anyway, so I stopped to see him for a few minutes just because, you know.
Well, you check on the elderly and the infirmed.
Right, he's 30, but yeah, he's infirmed. And, you know, he's just watching TV all day. So I got home at, I don't know, 4 o'clock on New Year's Day. And then I have barely moved since I got back.
Okay. Now, just out of curiosity, were you ever taught how to use a can opener to open a can of beans? By your father?
No.
Okay. All right. Just checking. I can assure you I wasn't, because my father didn't know how to open a can of beans. By the way, this past Saturday would have been the Orange Hat's 90th birthday.
Oh, thank you. That's very emotional.
It was a little tangent there.
Okay, well, you know. So what did you do for New Year's Eve and all that good stuff?
Well, I'm gonna refrain from telling you because I want you to hear it on the little show.
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
yeah,
because
yeah.
Then we can discuss it next week.
Okay, well, I will be home next Sunday. I have a hootenanny next weekend, and we're supposed to go snow skiing. Well, I was supposed to go snow skiing, but I canceled that and all that because I'm just not comfortable doing any of that.
Right.
Or actually, I'm not comfortable getting on a plane. So I have to decide what I'm doing next weekend. We'll talk about that.
That's because of the Vader celebration is this going to be?
The 28th, if you can believe that.
Ooh. Excuse me, that was just kind of like some bullshit coming out. But anyway, what?
So that's next weekend, and so I'll give a hootenanny update about that, and hopefully what? I'm just gonna tell you.
Tell me.
I hope there's a hootenanny because that's it. But y'all, as you're listening to this, I am back at the coal mine.
Oh,
I got to go back to work.
Y'all, as you're listening to this, I'm still retired. Oh, by the way, before we go any further, have you gotten your stimulus yet? And by that, I mean your $600 check.
No. So I have to have my check mailed to me because
you don't check your mail.
I do. I check my mail. But anyway, that's Toppy Smelly that doesn't check his mail. Or he checks it, he just doesn't open it. But because, you know, you only get the direct deposit if you got a refund. Well, I haven't gotten a refund in years. So since I have to pay the government, I have to wait on a check.
Oh. Okay.
So, I should have that, I would hope, in the
February,
next 6 weeks.
March.
Yeah. Probably about the same time my shower gets done. If I had to guess. So, yeah.
Okay.
Isn't this exciting? Now, I know that you're extremely well-to-do on your pension, but do you have plans for your refund?
No, not really.
Okay, perfect. Well, if I ask Big Freddy a question he's not expecting, he's got to just think about it.
I was just thinking. I've got the replacement Apple clock, which, by the way, I might just say is working perfectly.
They went ahead and sent you the jitterbug version of it so that you would
they did.
Leave them alone. Okay.
And they have flagged you
in the system.
that's okay. It's okay for flagging.
Ooh. Well, you know, there's a lot of people who like a little bit of flagging. So.
Right.
Well, Big Fatty,
speaking of
2021.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, do you have any resolutions, if you will?
Yes, and this one I keep every year.
Okay.
And that resolution is to not make resolutions.
Oh. It's not to be less gassy, it's not to...
Oh, heavens no.
I would have already broken
that resolution.
Ah, perfect.
I got to tell you, I've been extremely gassy, but anyway.
I, I saw a friend, a mutual friend of ours yesterday as we were recording this, and, you know, had the call free and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Big Fatty, it's a good thing that I had to leave when I did, because I had to open the windows in the
Your
car.
Your butt was kind of breezy, huh?
It was just all the way home. I got stuck at every, you know, it's only like a mile and a half or something, probably two miles. Every stoplight between your neighborhood, between Fat Acres and
now, is this because your bowels were about to release?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, it wasn't just air.
Well, it was air at first, and then
it was a little moist.
Right.
Okay. By the way, you know, I love to go out on my nipple walks, and sometimes I'll get tickled because I'll take some steps and three or four in a row, and I'll get tickled. And I'm sure people are like, "What the fuck is he laughing at?" And if they only knew, it's because I'm glad your butt doesn't put out like a purple smog or something when you fart. Because I mean, people would I don't know what they do. They either follow
mine
or
doesn't
run away from me.
How sure are you that yours doesn't? That's the question. Oh Lord, the Apple clock.
I've gotten something on the clock.
Oh, he's pressing.
There's
tapping.
Somebody. There's been a.
Hi.
Motion on the front porch of the villa.
Oh.
No, it's not the grand doctor. Oh. All right. Anyway.
All right. Is young Nicholas joining us?
No, he is not. He has been assisting his orange hat all day long with Pryex, as they say.
Ah. Well, Big Fatty, we've nattered plenty. So I think it's time that we
Do
this.
Know, I natter plenty minutes a day. 5 days a week.
Oh, I'm well aware. So let's hoist this.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. It's time to play This, That, or the Other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true, unless they all are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
Well, I am recorded voice.
Oh, perfect. Well, we've been talking about 2021 a lot today.
Yes.
So I thought I would test your knowledge on 1921.
Well, okay. Now, can I call Vera if I need a phone a friend?
Right. Well, this might as well be 1980s quiz programs because you lived through this. So, all right. So the first question is. Have you ever heard of a Morgan Silver Dollar?
A Morgan Silver Dollar?
Yeah, it's a very famous coin produced in 1921. And so my question for you is, what is an uncirculated, like just regular uncirculated, not like the most expensive ever, but a regular uncirculated 1921 Morgan dollar worth? Okay, is it worth $25, $30?
Are we talking about in today's dollars?
Yes, in today's dollars. If you have one of these, if you have one, what could you sell it for now?
Because,
old people like to collect a coin.
They love their coin purse. Right.
So is it worth, on the market, $25, $30, or $50?
Well, you know, back in 1921, it was worth a dollar.
Correct.
I'm going to say I've never heard of a Morgan Silver Dollar.
Surprises me.
I know. It was at Henry Morgan from What's My Line? Was his effigy on the head side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was the last coin of the 19th century.
Well, no, that's not right.
Yes.
Of the 19th century, so that would have been in the
1800s. 1800s, okay. Yep. It's the last coin that was produced from the 1800s.
Okay, so that probably was Henry Morgan.
Could have been.
You don't know who Henry Morgan is, do you?
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't.
You have no idea. He had a kind of a crew cut, and he was on the quiz program. So I'm going to say it's worth $30.
Well, you are correct.
Wow. Do I get a ding?
Yeah. So the Morgan dollar was never that popular with the public, but it was invented by Congress as a subsidy for the politically powerful silver mining industry in 1878. The last ones were struck in 1904, so no one was expecting to see it again. But with World War I in 1918 led to the resumption of Morgan dollar productions in 1921. The British were suffering a silver shortage that jeopardized the entire Allied side of World War I. They had issued more silver certificates than they had silver to back them. So the British government appealed to the U.S., and so they resurrected the Morgan silver dollar. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting how you just rattled that off your head, off the top of your head.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, you really are a Morgan silver dollar, whatever.
I know. All right. So, stealing a little bit of your thunder, let's talk about people born in 1921.
All right, let's do that.
So, which of these famous people were born in 1921? And it was hard, but I had to find some I thought you might know. So,
Petticoat Junction. Okay, I'm sorry. Right.
Okay, Nancy Reagan. Okay. Carol Channing. Or Donna Reed.
And you said or, so it can't be all three. So
it could be one or all three. That's how the game works.
I'm gonna say all three.
Correct. It was big doings. In 1921. Yeah. So not just them, but Prince Philip was born in 1921. John Glenn, Nancy Reagan, Jane Russell, Charles Bronson, Gene Roddenberry, Lana Turner. Like all those people were born in 1921. So conveniently, I think all of them except for Prince Philip dead. So he is 99.
You know, you mentioned Carol Channing. You know, I don't know if Steve the Tater listens to the little show or not. No. I'm sure he doesn't because he surely would have called in by now. But, you know, when Carol Channing, you know, he's a theater aficionado.
Right,
and, or he has a theater affliction, one of the two. I'm not sure which it is. But when Carol Channing was born, do you know what her first words were?
No. What would those have been?
Raspberries. Okay, never mind.
I had to put Carol Channing in there because I knew that you'd appreciate it. All right.
Well, yeah, that's because diamonds are a girl's best friend. That's a terrible impression. But anyway, go ahead.
It's not at all an impression, actually. All right. So,
by the way, ever watch the Donna Reed show?
No.
She used to vacuum with in pearls. Okay.
But didn't you vacuum with a pearl necklace before the COVID?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with pearls. A pearl necklace is very now. Perhaps Miss Lauren could tell us if she's ever vacuumed with a pearl necklace. Chris from Tennessee wishes he could be vacuuming with a pearl necklace. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So, a lot of things happened in 1921, putting aside the whole everything resulting from World War One, which of these happened or was invented or whatnot in 1921? So, West Virginia was the first state to impose a sales tax. Okay, a lesser known designer, Coco Chanel, released Chanel No. 5. Or as I scroll down,
became much easier for me, you know.
right. I wrote something down very wrong. But, ooh, sorry.
Well, what did you write down?
Well,
what did you write down?
Okay, so here's the actual, well, here's what I meant to write down. Babe Ruth set a record of 137 career home runs.
I'm going to guess it was all three.
Well, the answer is correct. All three. All three. It was 1921 was a big year.
Right.
I mean, maybe 2021 will also be a big year.
Oh. Well.
I mean, there could be some big doings. That's all I'm going to say.
There could be. There
absolutely could be. Ooh. Ooh. So.
You know, I think after 2020, 2021 just needs to be a big old shot in the arm for everybody.
Right. Right. It's true. It's true. So maybe one day we'll get a gentleman caller report on the old BFO.
Here, what? By the way, let me just bring out a squeaky gentleman caller. Oh shit, where is he? Oh, here he is.
Covered
just so
in
everybody
dust.
Can hear him.
Perfect. Okay. You know, I don't know that I've ever met squeaky gentleman caller.
Well, you just were introduced.
I know. Well,
it looks like Cat M.
Oh. I think that we've just watched.
Oh, well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right.
You ready?
I hope it's Nancy Reagan or Gene Roddenberry, but go ahead. Okay.
Nope. Michael Stipe.
Ooh. He was the host of Unsolved Mysteries. And you know, an actor and all these other famous things. He's dead.
Michael Stipe is alive. He was the vocalist in R.E.M. Nessa knew that, I guarantee.
I was very close. Very close.
No, you weren't close at all. Don Shula.
Oh, so he is alive, and he was the inventor of the mariachi band in the Mexican restaurants. I don't know. That's
very close. He's dead. And he was a American Pro Football Hall of Fame coach. He used to coach the Miami Dolphins.
Oh.
James Bond.
Well, you know, I'm not going to fall for it. I'm not going to fall for the fictional character, if you will. So I'm going to go with he was the chair of the American Auto Workers Association, and he's dead.
He is dead. He died in 1989, and he was an American ornithologist. Now, I don't know what a fucking ornithologist is. Is that what doctor?
No, I think, don't they study bugs or something?
No, oh, could be. Jacob Grimm.
Ooh, I'm going to go with dead, because he obviously wrote the fairy tales, the Grimm's tales. Yeah, whatever
you
those
are correct.
Called.
He is dead, and he wrote the Grimm's fairy tales.
Oh.
So I think that's the first time you've actually gotten one right ever. Now, just for shits and giggles, Waxahachie.
Dead.
Mm-hmm.
American Indian chief who, from Florida, who I don't know any more than that.
Okay, Waxahachie is actually alive, and she's an American folk rock singer. But Waxahachie does sound like an Indian name. Oh!
I'm
impressed that you got one totally right.
Well, Brothers Grimm. That can't be
well,
a name
right,
you hear that
but
often.
That doesn't mean that you're going to fucking know it.
Well, that's true. That's true. Actually, it's very true. So, oh dear
right,
Lord.
What you got? Oh! Oh, I jumped. What you got going on this week? Back to the coal mine.
Yeah, I'm taking Friday off to celebrate, and it's a 4-day week, and a lot of us ship show at the coal mine this week, so I won't mind not being there Friday. What about you?
Well,
anything exciting?
The nice thing is, with your birthday coming up, just remember that the older you get, the less of a chance somebody's going to give you birthday spankings, because trust me, it'll hurt their hand much more than it hurts your flabby ass. Oh, did I say flabby?
Oh, that's okay. I got those this weekend.
Poor big flabby.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, that voice sounds familiar, but I just can't place the face.
I know. It's just what happens when they pay the $5 to have somebody record something.
Oh, okay. Is it only $5? That seems high.
Yeah, it does.